This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns. Regular listeners will know that we've talked with Senator Johanns a number of times about his efforts to repeal a specific part of the president's new health care law, the one that would force small business owners to fill out a lot more paperwork for the sake of the IRS, known as 1099 forms, because of the lower threshold for having to fill out those forms with any vendors that the small business owners do business with. On Wednesday, the U.S. Senate failed to repeal the bill in total, but it overwhelmingly approved to repeal that specific provision, which still awaits House consideration. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you.
Well, this is, I would imagine, a good day for you. What do you think made the difference between last year when the Democrats wouldn't go along with this and on Wednesday, obviously, it was an overwhelming majority?
Well, I think it was a number of things that made a difference. One was that as I continued to work on this and get votes on it, people back home started weighing in with their senator and saying, this is absolutely ridiculous. So I think phones were ringing and emails were flying, and that always makes a difference. The second thing is, I think as we went along here, although this was really discounted as a problem initially by Democrats, they came to realize that it was a very serious problem and that it was going to have a real devastating impact. Not only in the business community, but on your local church, which would have to comply, your state and local government, your nonprofit organizations. And then the final thing is, I do think the handwriting was on the wall. So the president mentioned it in the State of the Union address that he believed it should be repealed, and I got 61 co-sponsors almost immediately, you know, just within a few days of introducing the latest measure. So I think all those things combined, and we got a lot of votes last night.
And any idea when this will come up for a vote in the House?
Well, I think they're talking that it's somewhere at the end of February or into March they will take up this issue, and I think it's going to get a lot of support for repeal in the House. Now the key issue is going to be trying to sync up, if you will, the procedure in the House with the procedure in the Senate so we get the same provision passed and on the president's desk for his signature, and I'm confident he will sign it.
Will this have to be part of an FAA bill in the House? How does that work procedurally?
Well, it could work in a number of different ways. The most direct way would be to do it as a part of a FAA bill there. Another way would be to do a standalone bill, but that probably would cause some need for more Senate action. But having said that, again, keep in mind we got 81 votes here last night, so I think the mood is let's try to get this repealed and get it off the backs of people. So, you could run into those kinds of procedural issues, but I think in the end, once we figure out the right process, depending upon what the House does, we're going to get the job done.
We're talking with Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns. And, Senator, obviously, if the House and Senate can come together on a legislation that the president has now promised to sign, small business owners won't have this problem. But until it does, what have you already heard from small business owners trying to comply with this over just the first few weeks of this year?
This was delayed in terms of it going into effect, so the real problem would be next year. So I still got time to get it done, but I can guarantee you we've all heard from small business owners, and they're saying, do not make me do that. It's a waste of time, and I don't have the resources to do it, the people to do it. And so, believe me, they're fully engaged. This would impact 40 million businesses across the country, and so very definitely they want us to get rid of it.
Democrats and the president obviously are not entertaining any ideas of full repeal, and the president had basically made the one exception on the issue that you've been sponsoring now for a number of months. Do you sense that there's any other issues where you might be able to chip away at this, and is there anything in particular that you plan on bringing forward in the near future?
We'll continue to bring things forward, and, you know, we're working on things. I'm very worried about the Medicare burden to states and just the burden in general of litigating these. You know, there's 26 states out there that have a suit filing, so we're looking at what we might do there. But I just worry a little bit that what they've arrived at is a campaign slogan. You know, we're going to repair the health care bill, and it gives people the impression that, yeah, not a perfect bill, but, you know, we'll go to work on it and we'll make it better. I just think if you call me at the end of the year and ask me, Mike, how many things were changed in this health care bill this year, I'll bet you'll be less than three. And I don't say that in a flip sort of way. I just think this is more about a campaign slogan than it is a serious effort to deal with health care problems in this nation. This is really not a fixable bill. It's a mess. And we're seeing that as the bill rolls out. You know, all these waivers granted for unions, you know, unions worked hard to force Americans to have to live with this health care bill. Now they don't want anything to do with it. They're trying to get waivers so they don't have to comply with it. That tells me something.
Senator, just in the last few days, we've seen a new poll from Rasmussen showing 58% of Americans still favor full repeal. That very same day, we also saw the decision by Judge Vinson down in Florida, siding with 26 state attorneys general against the individual mandate. It's hard to describe something like momentum in a judicial process, but do you feel like your side has the momentum right now?
I believe the momentum is there. Judge Vinson's ruling is a remarkable piece of legal work, and I don't know him. I've never been in his courtroom. I'm confident in saying that we've never met, our paths have never crossed. But I read his opinion page by page, and I just, as a lawyer myself, I was just in awe at the end of that opinion. It is well-reasoned, it's thoughtful, it's carefully researched, and he raises the right issues and comes to the conclusion, number one, that the mandate, the individual mandate, is unconstitutional, and then secondly, that it is, the rest of the bill is so tangled up with the individual mandate that the whole bill must fall. And so I think he has given everybody something to think about, and in the end, the Supreme Court of the United States, with five members, will have the ability to decide whether this is an unconstitutional piece of legislation, and my personal opinion is that it is.
Well, we'll certainly stay on top of this story in all of its dimensions. And, sir, it's good to talk to you again today. Congratulations on winning this major effort that you launched several months ago.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.